I'm on a road for better things, that's my destination. And I will get to it, that's my dedication. And my flight's gonna land when it's time, that's my mind on patience. So no minute will be wasted. It's gonna be a celebration, minus the caviar. Like a trip with no luggage and no carry-on. We've been in the hood for so long. It's only right to say hi to the birds and say so long. To the late night harassing, coming from the popo. Below average living, shorty sniffing on that cocoa. Money moving on slow. Everybody on the same shit, so who's there to call on? My mom's working two jobs, keep food and customer service. Bills so high, she gotta stay customer working. And I'm a baby boy, a soldier. I found that recipe to get her out of here is my destiny. Destiny, destiny, destiny. It's my destiny, 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 destiny. It's my destiny, 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 destiny. My destiny, 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 destiny. It's my
synthesis, the synthesis.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we here, we got Mr. Crazy Man in the building. Say something, Crazy Man.
King James the First. All right now, everybody. What's going on out there?
If you remember the last interview, he was here with Coco. He had us going crazy in here. But he's back. You know what I mean? It's good energy. A lot of energy.
Thank you. Good energy.
It's gotta
good
have energy. The best energy around.
So we here with LP. LP, what's up, man?
Nah, I'm chilling. I'm blessed. Woke up this morning to
facts.
Come here, so I'm happy. You know what I mean? I'm tired, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Tired. How does LP start his day? Let's get that out the way real fast.
LP starts his day by getting up every day early in the morning to go out and grind for that dollar and do music.
I
breathe and sleep. Everything is. You know what I mean?
How did you get started in doing music?
I got started by listening to a lot of my mom's music. Then I started by writing poetry. Then I just turned all my poems into songs. So that's how I started.
What was the first song you ever wrote? And recorded. We're going to do it like that. Not the first song you ever wrote. The first song you wrote and recorded.
The first song I ever wrote was called In My Day and Night. That was the first song I ever recorded. I took Kid Cudi's beat Day and Night and did it
day
over.
Night, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
That's lit.
I like that
track. You remember how it go? You remember how I start? No cursing.
That was years ago. I was like, in my day and night, there's always somebody in the hood that always losing life. I'm surrounded by the guns and knives, something like that.
Okay, cool.
See, I rap reality. I rap what I go through, my experiences, what I see, and I just make it into a song and try to like see if I can inspire somebody or somebody go through that. What I write.
So where you from?
I'm from Harlem, but I was born in Queens, but I was raised in Harlem.
Oh. He's born in Queens, a part of Queens. We in Queens right now, right. So you know, you gotta shout out where you at
right
though, you know?
Yeah. I was born in Jamaica, Queens.
Where you at, right here?
Yeah,
South Side.
I was born in Jamaica, Queens. I have a lot of family still to this day in Queens and Rosedale. Shout out to Rosedale, Springfield, and people on Jamaica Avenue. I went to high school in Queens. I went to Andrew Jackson High School, and I went to 231.
Nice. So I have a question for you real quick. What keeps you inspired and continue to make you want to do music despite all trials and tribulations?
What inspires me to keep, I think I'll have to say, basically my experiences every day through life. I think that's what keeps me keep writing, doing music, because every day I feel like every day I wake up, it's something new. And it's something new that I'm going to experience. So I look at that like either a new song title or a new idea.
Okay. Yeah. And what's some of your goals that you want to have in this industry?
Honestly, with me, I just want to become a brand. I just don't want to be an artist. I want to be a brand and I want to own something. Like, even I don't even care if I get signed to a label. I'd rather feel like I've got to do everything independent. And so I like the independent route. It's a lot that you got to do with the independent route because you got to do everything by yourself. But I like it more like that because I don't got nobody telling me what to do. So I get to do everything myself and things like that. But
I think the one thing that, excuse me, is I feel that is wrong with the separation from independent and labels is everybody say you could do it by yourself and I ain't nobody tell me nothing, but we need people to tell us.
We need a team.
We need people to actually tell us what we doing wrong and what we doing right. And I said this a million times, I'm an artist too, and I always said I love being independent because I could do whatever I want. But now that I've grown in the industry and do many things, it's like, yo, I really need somebody to be like, yo, what you think about this? What you think about this? It's sparking ideas. You know what I'm saying? It's really not somebody telling you what to do. Mm-hmm. It's like sparking ideas and you things that you're not thinking about.
But not only that, when it comes down to a team, the main importance of a team is what you don't expert, like what you're not an expert in, what you don't expertise at, is where everyone else around you is good at. So I'm not an artist. I can't sing or rap or none of that. But that's why I come in the radio play.
She a model.
Not a model. But that's where it comes in the radio play, you understand? So my touching base is being able to go ahead and provide opportunities for independent artists to be able to go into showcases or be able to showcase their talents or plugging them into different locations, you understand? Or giving them different platforms. So you always need someone in your team that does something completely opposite of what you do. Because if you get a little bit of everyone well-rounded, then you got the ultimate package. Mm-hmm. The only difference between a well-known artist or a major label artist and an independent artist, and this is why I rather deal with independent artists, when you go to labels, it's not really you selling out, but you're giving them what they want. Mm-hmm. They're paying you to do what they want you to do. As an independent artist and going ahead and having your brand and having your team support your brand, you're able to execute exactly how you want your vision and how you want your imagery to be. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to do it by yourself, but ain't no one in this world nothing without a team. So you got to always have that, because even if you have that main DJ on your line, if you have that radio host, if you have that person as a plug, if you have that person that just does t-shirts, all that comes into one package.
Yeah, you're a team.
Mm-hmm.
I truly agree with that too.
But I want to say something about that, about a team though, because when I first started, I had a team, you know what I mean? But what I noticed by having a team is that you can have a team, but I notice that everybody not on the same page. It might be, out of the team, I was the person that wanted it the more. So,
but you're the artist.
Exactly.
See, that's the difference. You're the artist. It's your artistry.
Yeah.
But you got to go through trial and tribulation. Yeah, you got to go through. Listen, just because you start off with the team you start off with isn't the team that you're going to finish off with.
Yep.
You got to go through it. True. At the end of the day, this industry is all about dealing with people and having everyone together and going through that. We're all human. You're not going to agree on everything. You know, what I may enjoy, you're not. What I may think is popping, you may not. Mm-hmm. And you got to be able to come to terms with it and be like, you know what? I don't think we should work together. Go on to the next. But that's where you create your ultimate. Your ultimate team.
It's more like McDonald's. Like, you're going to have people come work in and out. People going branch off to other stuff, do other stuff. But you're McDonald's. You have to keep your ship running. Mm-hmm. Just like me. Like, I'm an artist too. Like, just like her. We have to keep our ship running. No matter. Like, I was part of a big team. Like, it was like 12 of us. And we couldn't get it right. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody ego and everybody wanted to be the man and to mess up a lot of things.
That's what I'm
But I kept, I know exactly ego. What you're talking about.
That's
ego. What it is. I got a song I said, I ain't gonna go into the verse, but no, I ain't gonna do that. But it's a lot of egos in it, and it's hard to get, like, this business is hard, but it's easy at the same time.
It's when you so got the easy, right people.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's so
when you
easy,
got the right people,
hard.
When you got the wrong people in your circle, it makes it difficult. When you got the right people in your circle, it makes it easier, but you have to go through all those processes. I learned there's no shortcuts in this game.
Nope.
Zero shortcuts. You're either gonna learn it then or you're gonna learn it now.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and that's just how I feel about the team joint
and
all that.
And not only that, you got a network. Network is the number one key to this industry. Exactly. Network.
What
you
50
never
say?
Know who
50
you
said. 50 said you'll be as successful as the people you talk to for no reason.
Yep.
And the people I talk to for no reason, I'll be like, yo, I see what he mean, because you start building relationships with them.
Yep.
And they could be like, these are artists that's like on a higher platform than me. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling them what they should do. And it's like, damn, like, this is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you got to you a business. You got to keep going. People, you got to fire people. You got to hire people. People fire themselves. You know what I'm saying? Right. People want to come in and don't want nothing. They just want the experience because they love what you got going on. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you got to keep moving.
Yep. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, right? What besides the egotistic, you know, regular revenue, people coming in and out, what's another, like, I guess you would say, I don't know, like, obstacle in a way of your career right now? What do you feel is getting in the way of you exceeding to
what's
the point that you want to be?
What's your pros and cons of your career at this point? Like, what's getting in your way?
Yeah, right? what's your con right now?
The cons right now is
teamwork.
Yeah, that teamwork. I feel like I got things going on now. It's like now people is really starting to see that I'm really taking this serious. It's like before I was telling them and they was like, oh yeah, we hear you. But now they seen it on the gram. They see I'm going this. They see I'm doing this show. They see I got something doing like at least every month. They see a flyer dropping me with something. So it's like now it's like, oh, you really doing it now, LP? All right. Like, yeah. And what make it bad is like it's like they believe, but
they don't. They waiting for something to pop. That's how normally
they
it is,
that's,
though.
Exactly.
That's as normally
they know
they,
like,
they
I ain't coming around no more.
Yeah,
cause it's like
you handling your business. Yeah.
Exactly. Like this is my main thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But nobody wanna support until somebody else is supporting. You gotta remember that.
Facts.
The original the original people that you want to support you are not gonna support you until they see somebody else supporting you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually they won't support you until they see a complete stranger supporting you.
Yep.
Not even that.
Absolutely. Because your close friends would be the ones that lack the most.
Always.
Exactly. That they would never support you until you see a random.
I'll tell you this right now.
Going ahead and being like, oh, they popping.
The people that I'm around right now, I did not know last year. Around this time last year, around June of last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I wish my friends was, because they know me. They know how I move. They know how seriously I take things. Mm-hmm. They know what I don't like. But they on their own wave. But the people I'm meeting now, they understand the business already. So everything is just so easy. It's just so smooth. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to say nothing. And that's what you're going to eventually get to if you're not already there or getting to it now. So,
and not only that, pay attention to your conversation with people around you. That will show you who's really there for you and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
If you go ahead and actually, you know, he put me onto this, and you know, you learn it throughout the process. But you go ahead, you tell somebody about your project, see how they react to you. That'll tell you everything that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
That'll tell you who you need around. That'll tell you what you need around. That'll tell you how to move appropriately. It's energy. It's all about energy. And also, when it comes to this industry, you'll weave it out yourself, because just because we're in the industry doesn't mean everybody in this industry is just going to be just as cool or just as understanding.
It's a lot of opportunities.
A lot of people that will run. And there's a lot of people that know that we're eager to get in, and we're eager to put ourselves out there.
So
and they take advantage
dream,
of that.
Sell your dream.
Yeah, they'll sell you a dream in a heartbeat. It's so easy to sell somebody your dream, you understand?
Yeah.
But when you have that perseverance and you have that hustle mentality and you have that, I'm going to get it regardless with or without you, that's when you start weaving out who's really going to be there and who's not. Right. Because the ones that are not going to be there, they're going to be like, nah, I ain't messing with that. Because at the end of the day, they're going to know, I'm going to cut you out the picture and I'm going to still go.
Mm-hmm.
And they be on it.
Picture. I thought she said picture.
Yeah, no.
I had to catch it. But look, I had to catch it. I want to get into some music. What you got for us today, man? What you got for us today?
Yo, I got the song called Used to This. It's a nice party track. That's the song I've been pushing for about a year now.
Nice.
And people like it where I perform and everywhere, so. I would like for y'all to
What was it called? You said Used to This?
Yeah, LP featuring Don Figures, Used to This.
Nice. Shout out to Don Figures. This is Total Control Radio, YCRadio.org, the voice of Tazy Generation, powered by BYB NYC. We got LP in the building. We got Loke in the building.
Damn.
We got Quarter Last Wizard in the building. We got King James in the building. What's up?
King James the First. What's up, everybody?
King James quiet today, right?
Yeah, facts.
I'm trying to record.
YCRadio.org.
I'm just trying to record. Keep starting on this. I'm
so used to this. Getting money all the time, I'm so used to this. Stunting on my haters, I'm so used to this. Getting back my enemies, bet they not used to this. Loving how this gold feel around my neck and my wrist. Bet they didn't think I would upgrade to this. Been losing most of my life, now I'm getting used to wins. Ask the Lord every night, forgive me for my sins. Even though this devil's life is my choice to live. Fast in the streets, slow down in them pens. Looking for support, no one's there to end. Waiting for no one to come, get used to this. The word that best describe you's not real, it's pretend. Last year had a lot of time thinking focus. Get back to smoke and poke, the money back to motive. New ways the moment, rich fam is the squad. Receive this flow from upstairs, the gift of God.
Used to this, every time the man come around. Used to this, the man can't test his new soul. Used to this, also the video get me. Used to this, the man can't test the new. Used to this, every time the man come around. Used to this, a man can't test his ear zone. Used to this, also the video get real. Used to this, the man can't test the new wave.
Can't get uses forever, not looking for an end. Hard to live holy when I'm surrounded by sin. Keep deadly lookalikes, call them twins. Don't think you wanna meet them when I feel them clips. Envy and hate comes with this, yeah, I get used to this. Yeah, I could get used to this. Something new about to come, so witness this. Don't kid me, not prepared, get used to this. Went for chilling with hood bitches. The chill around some you could call women.
Used to this, every time the man come around. Used to this, the man can't test his ear zone. Used to this.
What's the word? We back at it, Total Control Radio, YCRadio.org. The voice of today's generation, powered by BYB. You got LP in the building.
Yeah.
Yo, tell us about that song, man. Tell us about that.
Oh, that song, it's basically about, it's a party song, but it's basically about, what I know I'm going to get when, if I make it, on the way to making it, basically, like what I said. One of the lyrics I said, stunting on the time, I'm so used to this, loving how this gold feel around my neck and my wrist, never thought that he would get used to this, yeah.
Just being prepared for what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long does it take you to operate a track?
Oh, it don't take me that long. First thing I come up with is the concept. Once I come up with the concept, I got it down pat.
Nice.
The most problems I probably have problems with is the hook, but mostly when I start a song, I started with the hook first because that's mostly the most difficult part.
Yeah, I usually started with how the beat go. Yeah, like sometimes too. You know, some beats come with the hook first,
mm-hmm.
and then some guy with the verse first, so I fill it out.
Yep,
and I'd be like, all right, hick of the hook.
Yep,
verse, take my time, back and forth with it. You know, but yeah, mm-hmm. I understand. I like the writing process. I'm a big writer. I love writing. You know?
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's get into some more music. You got another one. What's the other one?
The other one is MOE. That's the one I performed last that was last week.
Performed
at Secrets.
At Secrets. Oh,
that's this song right here.
Okay, what's it called?
MOE. Money MOE? Move everything.
Alright, so y'all already know this is MOE. You gotta get into that.
YCRadio.org, voice of the generation. Total Control RDS.
MOE. Money over everything, MOE. LP. MOE, let's go. MOE, LP. Try to make enough money that I can make. Rather go after those Benjamin Franks. If you not counting paper, you make a huge mistake. Cash in so many boxes, make white paint on my face like Lorenz Tate. That green piece of paper, chase that every day. So many $100 bills in my pockets. Withdraw so much cash, make a huge deposit.
What's the word? YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation.
We back.
Total Control Radio, we back. Just got a quick snippet. LP's.
Mm-hmm.
LP's joint. Tell us about that joint. We had to cut it short because we had a little technical difficulties. You know, tell us about that. Tell us about that.
Oh, that joint, MOE, I came up with that like about a month ago. Basically, it's about money, you know, getting money. I'm just thinking about, that's what motivates me, money. Basically, no girlfriend motivates me.
That's good.
Nothing, just money.
I need some girl motivation.
Thank you. I don't know if that's
nah, good. I'm not saying. I was telling this to myself.
The girl's going to come once the money comes.
Yeah,
but I don't want that. I was just telling you that. I don't want that energy. I don't want that type of energy. That's the worst. Like, how me and Loco was talking about on our way here, how, like,
you get certain
you
attention.
Good.
Yeah.
That's see you doing something. They want to pop up like, hey, that's big head.
They always.
Get out of here, little
And
head.
That's why I was laughing because, especially with me doing radio, as soon as they see me on a new platform, they're like, hey. Like, nah, I'm good. Nah, wherever you was at, stay right there.
I want organic, regular. Like, they don't know nothing. That's why when I talk to girls, I try not to tell them what I do.
Right.
Or what I'm doing because I want them to look deeper, you know what I'm saying? Like,
not only that,
because you're gonna like what I do anyway. I do this for the kids, and I'm on the radio. You're like, oh, that's. But I don't want that type of energy because you're not looking you're not looking at me as. I mean, you're looking at me as a person, but you're not looking at me.
Nah, they're looking at you as a come up.
As a come up, right. I don't want that. Or he might blow, or he's popular. I got a popular dude. I don't want that. I want somebody like, yo, I like this dude because of what he's telling me and who he is.
I had a homeboy when I was about 8-10 years ago, some guy I know from Coney Island. I'm from Brooklyn. And
This is King James right here.
King James
Coney
the first.
In the first. Building.
No, I'm not from Coney Island,
I'm from
but
Coney.
I'm from Brooklyn. Okay, Marlboro Projects. I got family in Marlboro.
Right there on 35th and Coney. So.
Okay. the point was we was talking out in Flatbush. I've been all over the country, East Coast. I used to live in the West Coast.
Right.
Born and raised here in New York, but I traveled the whole country. I got 26 cities
kids?
Under my belt.
He said kids? That's
kids.
A lot.
I got 26 cities.
Kids? Oh, I thought you said kids.
I said 26 cities from West Coast to East Coast. I lived in the West Coast, Midwest, down south, upstate. So, you know, the point was, is he had told me, he said, the way you write your movies, you bound to one day get off.
Yeah.
And when it comes to your love life, you would prefer to have a woman first.
Right.
That's there for you. She didn't even care about whether you blow or not. Yeah. That's just there for you.
He wants to help out, like a partner, like
right. He said then compared to you blow up and then everybody looking at you. And he's like, you ain't gonna want that.
Yeah.
Not because you're not gonna know who's really there for you and who's.
Because we see that in Hollywood today. Every 5 seconds, somebody you look at. Oh, so and so, this guy died. Married. Yeah, they're gonna be a hot couple. 3 months later, they gone.
Because it was for the come up. It was opportunist move.
Right, so
but I still think you got 26 kids in all them 26 states.
Nah. Mostly it's been about business. That's basically what it's all about. That's basically
King James the first.
I got a shorty right now. She's got a few kids or whatever, but they like me because I'm, you know, a little funny, no homo. But you know, not to say it that way. But I'm from the hood. Oh, you can't just say funny. Like that's a bad word.
Yeah.
That's a bad word.
Yeah.
It's my bad. Right, so yeah, I have a question.
Yeah, definitely in trouble.
I have a question for you real quick.
Yeah.
So as far as artists, because I know you did just go ahead and perform a secret, so you know you put that out there. Yeah. So as far as artists, right?
Yeah.
I know when it comes to different platforms and different showcases, there's certain things that hype you. There's certain platforms, certain locations that bring you to that next level that just make you want to perform just that much more. Mm-hmm. What would that be for you? Because, I mean, you have the clubs, you have regular showcases, you have concerts, you have strip clubs, clearly. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a couple of different places. So what's that location for you that will make you want to take your performance to another level?
It's two locations. First location I'm aiming at right now is SOBs.
Mm.
I just got the invite. I just got opportunity to perform at SOBs.
Nice.
So I'm about to hit them up. And my second one is got to be, well, it's really my first, but my second one is the Apollo.
Ah.
Amateur night. I'm trying to get on that.
Harlem.
Maybe.
That's a tough ticket right there. And the Apollo is tough ticket because
it's a tough ticket.
You better be
hip hop don't really
live that's
on
the
there.
Thing. Hip hop,
like you don't really live on there. You know what I'm saying?
They let
like,
people do it though.
No, they let people do it, but it doesn't live on there. It's like you gotta do, you know how Apollo is. You gotta do an old song people like, a dance, nothing original. You know what I'm saying? So it's really hard to get or poetry.
You gotta come with a team.
Yes.
You gotta get your team. Your team. You gotta fill out the Apollo.
Yeah, that's
how that works. You come with your people because you know you can have talent and you don't have the right people in the audience.
Yeah.
They're just
sitting.
They're gonna
there.
Be like, well, whatever. And you can be like amazing. So you gotta come with your people and just fill out fill up the theater and do your thing.
Yeah,
and
that's smart.
And not only that, don't ever limit yourself. Don't ever feel that something is out of reach or is not possible. Mm-hmm. As long as you put it in the energy, you put it out in the atmosphere that you're going to do it, you're going to make it, you're going to make it. Facts. You just got to hustle and get your way up.
Facts, facts.
Hustle and flow.
So what you got coming up next? What you got going next?
Oh,
yeah, you, man. You still talking about
yeah, what I got.
You said, oh, wow. Me? Nah, turned around.
November 8th, show at Blackthorn.
Yeah, yeah.
And I supposed to be doing some October 23rd in Harlem on 130th Street. I'm going to perform my songs with a live band. So it's like going to be like some MTV Unplugged thing.
Nice.
Never did that before, so I want to do that.
That's it. That's dope. What else? That's it. You got no radio interviews. You know, like
I'll have a lot of things going.
What's up with Jack Thriller 16 or better? I don't mean you was talking about that. What's up with that?
How you? I'm gonna talk to you about that. I'm trying to get on thisis50.com. Was on the website. I got my little blog on there.
Nice.
So now they gotta see the boy in 3D.
Let's get it. This is what we do for artists.
See me in 3D.
I wanna let everybody know. That's tuning in. What we at Total Control Radio, we are like how the NBA has players only. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Players interviewing players. So what this is, and we're artists. I mean, LaLuca's still an artist. She's still like, she's independent. Mm-hmm. But artists dealing with artists because we cut from the same cloth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what Total Control is. So thank you for coming. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout out. Do your shouts out. Tag yourself in. Tell people they can find you. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you.
I like to shout out the whole 115th Street in Lenox, Harlem. I like to shout out G.O.D. for this opportunity. And I tell everybody, follow me on Instagram, LPNewWave115.
King James.
Mm-hmm. I give a shout out to New York City, the whole world. Still only king with a girl. You know I'm from the city. I love my city. Shout outs to everybody, the 4 train, 5 train.
Yo, that's what about the 6 train? What about the 6 train?
4, 5, and 6. The 8 train. You know, I do what I do. You know, I've been doing what I've been doing for a long time. I want to give a shout out to New York College Radio's station. Thank you for this great opportunity. Proud to represent my borough, Brooklyn. Proud to say hello to the High Bridge. I'm a High Bridge man now, y'all. I'm going to be in there for a few more years, so.
Yo, you was quiet today, King J. What's up with you? What's wrong? You all right?
What's funny? I just got over a bad chest cold.
Oh, okay.
Last week, I had the same thing again.
But the week before, you was A100, man.
I apologize to the audience, but I've been
crazy.
He
was
like,
brother,
crazy. He tell you, though, I told him, I was like, I've been sick since Saturday. I've been in my bed. Was that icy hot? All of that.
Euro flu.
And I'm not really used to this because I'm one of the types that I get sick maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah, that's
and like
mean.
The last
one time.
Months, I've really been getting sick. So
that's the exercise. You got to eat better and exercise, drink a lot of water.
No, it's not even that. It's the day job. C. I get up at 5 in the morning.
Still, you got to do
and
all
everybody
that stuff
else
too.
Asleep, and I don't go prepared dress, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because the type of job I have, I can't go looking a certain way.
Right.
So I had to look I had to fit.
You got to wear a suit top?
No, I had to fit the wear. And the point is I'm only looking a certain attire, and that really is messing with my health right now. So I had to take off a little bit, but I'm back now.
I'm happy you're back. Getting back to 100. Next time you got to bring that energy the first time.
Yes, sir.
You need
that. That the first time. I brought that. So
LaLuca.
And y'all already know this is Girl LaLuca. Y'all can follow me on all platforms at LAL0CA22. And shout outs, of course, to Qua. You know, you already know how we give it up. And also shout outs to my people. Your girl will be in CT this weekend. I'm hosting at Bank at 12. So you go ahead and catch me on there and see what we got working up.
Yeah, this is Qua the Last Word. What you want, King James?
Yeah, let me throw that Instagram. That Instagram is Sweeney, SWEENEY 4582. Or you can go to Facebook, James Sweeney, SWEENEY. Thank you. Love you.
It's Qua the Last Word. I get like 2 seconds. It's Qua the Last Word, QUITHELASTWRD. You know what I mean? Total Control, RDS, BYBNYC, Qua Wear. All that other stuff. Well, whatever. This is Total Control Radio, YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation, powered by BYBNYC. It's another one, and we out of here. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Peace, New York.
Peace. Well, I think we still here.
We still
here.
Nah, they are. It's my destiny.
Destiny.
I'm on a road for better things. That's my destination. And I will get
this is YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation.